Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine because we are starting. Hey there. Happy Monday. Happy probably summer break now for most of you. Hopefully everyone's on summer break now. Kiddos are home. If you're a teacher, you're on summer break and life is just good right now. That's my hope, at least. We've been on summer here now since the middle of May, and it's already June. I feel like June is so crazy busy, and before we know it, it's going to be July, and then August, and then summer's over. So make sure you're taking some time to enjoy yourself this summer and still fitting in your business when fits, but don't forget, enjoy the season as well. Now, today, I am so excited to bring you another student interview from the Live Free Academy Student Success Vault. Today, you're going to get to meet Anna Bradley. Anna started her business back in 2019 as a virtual assistant. She dabbled in some social media management and is now a Dubsado specialist who loves helping other online service providers build sincere and efficient client relationships. She is a mom to four children aged 17 to 23 and has been married to her one true love for 27 years. Now, if she's not helping you with Dubsado, you'll probably find her traveling to Italy or gardening on their 3 acres in rural Missouri. You're going to love Anna because she's got so much wisdom to share with her story of how she built her business, but also with giving some tips and tricks for setting up your Dubsado and getting your CRM up and running. So without further ado, let's go ahead and meet Anna. Anna, welcome to the Live Free Podcast.
Hi, happy to be here.
Yes, I am so happy you're here because you have been in the freelance space for what, over 4 years now?
It'll be 4 years in June.
Almost 4 years. Wow. That is an incredible freelance journey. And I'm so excited to kind of just hear the recap and how you got started and kind of how your business has transformed and grown over the years. And especially tying into how you've started to specialize into Dubsado and really specifically helping service providers get their CRM and systems in place to better serve their business and clients. So you've got lots of wisdom to share with us. But before we get there, I would love to just take a moment to have you introduce yourself to everyone if they don't know you yet, kind of who you are, you know, what you did prior to freelancing and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. So I am a mom of 4 children and they are currently from the age of 17. She's my last in high school, all the way up to 23. And so we homeschooled for several years. I was a homeschool mom. I was also working at a local famous author's museum and really busy with that. But we love to travel and all of that. And my husband was traveling without me. I was missing some important things that the kids were doing and even just running a homeschool situation and working part-time and everything was hard. So I knew that I wanted to change, but I really didn't even know how or what. And somehow, honestly, you know, 4 years ago, I don't even remember how I stumbled across your course, but I did. And I remember at the time, it was like $1,000 for the course. And I thought, oh my word, how in the world do I spend $1,000 like on myself, you know, on something that I wasn't even sure was going to work. But looking back on it, it was such a great investment. And that amount of money forced me to really dive deep and get going and get those clients. And of course it worked.
That's not something you want to just spend and then let sit and collect digital dust.
No, not at all. Not the way that we live anyway. So I started the program. I was a VA, had a few clients, mostly got them from the job board, that kind of thing. Started to niche down into social media management, and I liked it okay. I mean, it was fine, but I could just tell it wasn't completely for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I went ahead and I started really organizing my business, getting some things narrowed down and all of that, and started using Dubsado to do that. And it was through using Dubsado and getting my back-end systems and client processes really focused in on that I learned so much more about myself and my business and my boundaries, what I really wanted for my services. And that whole process led me to realize that I loved it. I loved thinking that way. And I loved what it did for my business, the clarity, the direction that it took my business. And so I ended up saying, you know what? I don't want to do social media anymore. I want to be a Dubsado specialist. And so that was about 2 years ago. And I have loved every minute of it. Every single client is different, but I mostly work with online service providers, just helping them map out their systems, first of all, and then helping them see, you know, like some holes in their processes, maybe in their client experience, but then also setting it up in Dubsado or helping them set it up in Dubsado.
Wow.
Just personally, just doing that and having this business has been able to give me that flexibility and freedom that I was looking for as I started. And now we get to travel and I work from wherever we are. If you follow along with me at all, you know that I just kind of go all over the place.
You're always somewhere new. I love it. Are you planning another Rome trip?
We do that quite often. And actually this time of year, we're usually over there, but it didn't work out this time for my husband. And so we didn't go, but we're looking at either a fall or winter trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you guys get started going to Rome? Is that for his work or did you just pick?
Actually, it's through a missions thing that we do with our family. It's not through any missions organization necessarily, but we go with a missions aspect and we've been doing that for probably 15 or 16 years.
So what do you do when you go?
We just talk to people while we're there. People from all over the world come there. So you can talk to people from China and people from Europe and just all over the place.
Wow.
And it's mostly my husband that does that. And, you know, and initially I would go and take care of the kids and we would go for like 3 months at a time. But then it became him going by himself because I couldn't. Now it's just the two of us. So.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, okay. I want to peel back because I want to ask a couple more questions, kind of just painting the picture of what it was like getting started and then starting to pivot and change your business. I mean, you're very well known in the Live Free Academy community. And I think there's a lot of ladies that look up to you and admire you and are also kind of in that place of wanting to figure out their next steps or figure out how to pivot their business. Or maybe they made a pivot and they're like, oh, I don't feel like I love this. And is there something wrong with me? What's going on here? But just to kind of speak into kind of the aspect that our business is always evolving and always changing and make a pivot. You can pivot again and really keep going to find the service that makes the most sense for you, your family, your strengths, and all that. So you initially got started as a virtual assistant. How long was it until you started to pivot into social media management? Do you remember?
I would say it was probably about a year. I started getting a few clients on LinkedIn and also Instagram and, you know, started just doing that for them through being a VA. And then just kind of niched into that because you always hear, oh, you've got to niche down. You've got to niche down. I remember that being in my head of what am I going to do? What am I going to niche down into? Because my brain works in the way that I can't be a do-it-all. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't be a jack of all trades, a Jill of all trades. I need to really hone in on something and learn it really well so that I can be, you know, that expert. And when you're a VA, it was great for me starting out because I had no idea, you know, what the online space even was or looked like, you know, when it comes to that. I'm really grateful that I started out as that because it taught me a lot of different aspects of it. But then, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, what am I going to niche down into? What do I really like? Well, you know, you're already on social media, so you're already doing all that. So it's just kind of like, okay, well, I guess I'll do it for other people. I didn't really love it. And I think that especially as an entrepreneur, you need to love what you're doing because there's highs and lows. And you speak about a why, you know, you need to have your why. And that is definitely part of it and a huge foundation. But if you believe in what you're doing and you really want to see other people benefit from what you're doing, I think you really need to love whatever aspect of it is, you know, it is. And so when I got that, just setting up my own Dubsado, I thought this is really something that I believe in and that I saw the results for me. And I wanted those same results for other people.
Yeah.
And I think that takes time. Like you said, it's okay to pivot a little bit and it's okay to change up your services or to be a VA for, you know, as long as you need to get comfortable in something.
Yeah. And I feel like you're spot on with saying you really need to love what you're doing. And I think that can come from exploring. Like you might not start out and absolutely love being a VA, but when you do find the right service that you love doing, it lights you up. I think that just lends to the longevity of your freelance business and helps you to weather those storms, the ups and the downs, in addition to kind of having that strong foundation of, okay, this is why having a business with flexibility and freedom is important to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it that you didn't love about social media management?
I think that it changes too often.
Yeah.
I think
and everyone's doing like the preacher hands listening.
Yeah. I think that the strategy behind it changes too often. You know, one strategy will work for one client, but it won't for another. I love strategy, obviously, because Dubsado has a lot of strategy. You know, you have to kind of think through a lot of that, but I didn't like all the changes so often, I guess.
Yeah. There's no constant. There's no constant. I guess the only constant is it's changing every day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's frustrating. So then how long was it that you were kind of in the social media space before you started to pivot into Dubsado?
I want to say it was like maybe 6 months. It wasn't really all that long because I had started narrowing down my services and putting them into Dubsado. So somewhere in the, you know, in the beginning of all that, but I don't remember the time frame exactly. Yeah.
What does a transition look like? What does it look like to pivot your services? Because there might be some people that are like, I niched down into this, but I really think I want to go in this direction. But for whatever reason, they're kind of stuck into making the decision and like giving themselves permission to pivot, to start making those changes.
Yeah, I think that maybe, you know, for me, it was being a VA and doing some of those things for actual clients, you know, so I kind of learned it and was taking steps, you know, actionable steps, talking to people who are already in that niche, you know, figuring out, is this something that I'm really going to love? For me, it's just diving in and doing it.
But as far as like logistics, did you have to do like rebrands when you were social media management? Did you have like a website established? Did you have to like go through and make those changes? Or did you kind of just operate pretty lean and like word of mouth, maybe a portfolio until you realized that like Dubsado was your calling?
The social media side of my business, and when I started that, I was enough at the beginning of it to really not have to do too much when I went into Dubsado. As a VA, I didn't have a website. As a social media manager, I did not have a website. I just used Facebook, my business page there, proposals and things like that. So didn't have to do too much branding changes. My name, I did change probably a year into my business. My previous name was ACB Freelancing, which was still vague, but I wanted to change that up a little bit.
And it's now Most Sincerely Anna.
Yes.
I love that.
Clearly, Anna, because I want my clients to feel like they're getting like the feeling that you get when you get a piece of snail mail in the mailbox and you're just like so happy that it's there. And
that's,
you know, that's
not a bill.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a bill. So I sign, you know, I sign my letters, most sincerely, Anna.
I love that.
Yeah. But as far as pivoting, I really didn't have to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I did pivot into being a Dubsado specialist, I started right away with getting clients for a setup just to practice and at a, you know, low end price.
Yeah.
And that really helped too.
Yeah. Where did you find the Dubsado clients? You mentioned like in the beginning, virtual assistant, they came more from the job leads board and the program, a few from LinkedIn. What kind of routes did you take to land clients as your journey progressed? Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show.
I started out with Facebook groups, groups that I was already actively involved in. I just put out the question, I'm learning to be a, and would anyone like to, you know, have me set up their Dubsado at such and such price? And of course I got several. So I had to kind of, you know, weed through that. And then
that is a golden tip. Pause, go back, re-listen, write that down and just do that in a group. Whether you're just getting started or looking to pivot, you can just ask that simple question in the communities that you're in or to the people that you know and drum up some business that way. So simple.
It's the Sunday swap, but a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of in exchange for free and a testimonial, it's a beta price, a starting out price.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
And then it was just referrals. You know, most people just will recommend you and you just go from there.
Yeah. So is that how you land most of your clients now, through referrals?
Yes. And if there's a, you know, kind of a stall or a lag, I will go back to previous clients. And because Dubsado is changing, your business is evolving, even going to past clients and saying, hey, you know, shall we refresh this or, you know, change that?
Yeah.
And a lot of them take me up on that.
Yeah, that's so genius. And I think I want to pause here and kind of speak to the differences and the different kind of types of offers you can have in your business with social media management, with virtual assistant. Those services are tend to be more retainer-based, meaning you land the client once and it's recurring, ongoing month to month. With switching to Dubsado, it's more project-based, to where, you know, if you need three clients each month, three projects each month to meet your income goals, you're going to need to be having those new clients come in each month. So there is that difference. What has it been like for you moving from retainer services to the project-based model? Has it been pretty consistent for you, like as the social media and virtual assistant type client workload income was? Is it more up and down?
It's a little bit more up and down. I'll just be honest there. Yeah. But you just kind of account for that.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot more flexible because I do VIP days. So I set, okay, I can do this many VIP days this month.
Uh-huh.
And because you're charging more,
uh-huh.
instead of charging a month's worth of work and getting that amount, you're basically doing that in a day with some other back end work, you know, that goes along with it. But you're working less, you're making about the same, you know, depending on how many VIP days you want to do each month.
Uh-huh.
But there is, like you said, there is the element of on off, a little bit of not being consistent with the income coming in.
And not that it's not consistent, it's just not as like with the retainer services, it's kind of like you do the initial hustle and then I don't want to say you can just skate through because there still could always be turnover with clients. But with project-based work, you have to develop really strong systems for yourself that you commit to and do. Because if you don't network or put yourself out there or reach out to past clients or, you know, have referrals coming in, then there is no work. But if you kind of know, okay, I don't know if you have it down to like this much of a science, but if I, you know, reach out to this many people or, you know, pop into this many Facebook groups, roughly I'll be booked out or whatever.
Yeah. I think with retainer clients, you can easily fall into the trap of, okay, I have my three or four retainer clients that I need. I don't need to be as present on social media, or I don't need to be as present in the Facebook groups and things like that. But with on-off project type things, you do need to be. And I would almost say that you still need to be with retainer clients because you never know when, you know, somebody is going to have to let you go or, you know, whatever. And it's that much harder to pick up, you know, your networking and things when you haven't been. And staying top of mind in, you know, in people's mind is really important. You know, maybe you're not actively launching anything or whatever, or looking for clients, but those people on social media that are watching you, they know what you do, you know, and they're still passing the word, or they're still, you know, thinking about you if you're still being active and networking.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it comes down to like motivation though, and like season of life that you're in. It's okay to just be in a season of posting. I'm thinking about those with little kids and lots of changes, and it's okay to just land your retainer clients and stay focused there. And then it's okay to kind of change up when you have more space, more availability. That's
right. If it comes to networking and things like that, you know, post once or twice a week. It doesn't have to be every day, or, you know,
there's so many people, Anna, though, that don't even want to post yet. Like, you're so comfortable and into this space. You've been here 4 years. Those people that are just starting out are like, once a week, like, what the heck am I going to post about? Guys, keep in mind, she's been here for 4 years. You don't have
That's true. No, I'm just talking about the people that, you know, they're hustling at the beginning.
Yeah.
And that may include social media, or maybe it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
But they get their retainer clients and they're done for, you know, like 2 or 3 months. And then they lose one or two, and then they have to hustle again. And by that time, those people at the beginning, when they were hustling before, they don't remember necessarily who they were, or they have to kind of, you know, go back. So I'm just saying, you know, just do little bits as you can. Don't make it huge.
Yeah. It's always good to stay some presence. So to have some sort of a pipeline, if anything happens.
Yeah.
Because things can. Okay. I want to go into more of this Dubsado specialist stuff. First of all, what is Dubsado? And what is a Dubsado specialist? And how in the world does one become a Dubsado specialist?
Okay. Well, Dubsado is a CRM, which stands for Client Relationship Management. And so it's different than like ClickUp or Trello in that it's not necessarily project management.
Uh-huh.
It's client management. Uh-huh. And so Dubsado is used for bringing on potential clients. You know, when they first interact with you, it's usually through a link or something on your social or something, you know, to book a discovery call, something like that. And then from there, if they're going to become your client, then you've got to send out that contract and the proposal and invoicing and, you know, maybe a welcome letter and all of that. So Dubsado organizes that and keeps it all in one spot. So your scheduler, your contracts, your invoicing, all of your questionnaires that maybe you send out to new clients, things like that, mm-hmm. are all held within Dubsado. And one thing I really want to hone in on, though, is that word relationship mm-hmm. in CRM, because there's a tendency to think that because we're going to start automating our processes and gain a little more time and stop doing things, you know, manually, that we're going to lose out on that relationship building. And one thing that I really like to talk about with my clients is we don't lose that relationship. There's key strategies in setting up your automations and your systems to bring in that relationship. And then there's also ways that, you know, you can go about doing that through your automation. And the one reason why I love to use Dubsado for all of that is that Dubsado allows for flexibility and allows for life to happen. Because as busy moms, we know that life happens for us and for our clients. And we need to, you know, keep that in mind as we're setting up our systems. And then to answer your question about how to become a Dubsado specialist, some key things to think about maybe is, do you like systems? Do you like creating systems? Because you're going to be doing a lot of that if you become a Dubsado specialist. The training that Dubsado has and the things that you can do to learn the back end tech side of it are all there, but it takes strategy and, you know, and thinking through different ways to do systems for different clients also. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I might have a social media manager that has certain system, and then, you know, I might have a coach who has a totally different system. So knowing how to do those is important.
But did you who said, okay, Anna, you're a Dubsado specialist? Did you just say, hey, this is what I am?
There are ways to get certified, mm-hmm. but you don't have to get certified. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a certification?
I didn't. Mm-hmm. I was set up to do that. And then they changed it all and kind of went with a different approach and different system. And so I just haven't taken the time to do that.
Yeah.
And I've had plenty of business.
Yeah. Someone the other day asked me like, oh, do I need to be certified and specific things? And do clients look for that? And I don't think certifications are like a make or break it thing at all. I mean, they could maybe do a little bit for you, but there's no need to have one to start to pivot or start to specialize. You can start to learn and just kind of claim your stake and say, hey, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. And so to start, I would highly suggest doing what I did and just going and finding those clients you can practice on.
Yeah.
Because that is really where, you know, you can go and you can go to Dubsado and you can learn all the techniques and everything, but you have to be practicing it to really, you know, I've been doing this for 2 years just with Dubsado alone. And now I can finally say, you know, okay, I can do this almost hands tied behind my back.
Yeah.
Because I've had all of the experience, but that's the only way it came.
Yeah, through experience, through trying. So if we switch gears and talk about those freelancers who are established, maybe haven't fully gotten a CRM up and running, how do you know it's kind of a good time to invest in a CRM and invest the time and energy to start using a CRM?
Each CRM is going to be a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
I am a Dubsado specialist, so I can tell you how Dubsado would work as far as, you know, answering that question. One thing I do suggest is if you are looking into a CRM, go ahead and talk with, you know, if it's HoneyBook, if it's, 17 Hats, you know, Dubsado, whatever, go and talk to a specialist about your particular business, because your business is going to be completely different, even from, you know, social media manager to social media manager. People just run their businesses differently. So go and talk to them. But I, you know, you can be a VA and just starting your business. And with Dubsado, you get the first three clients free.
Yeah.
And I didn't do this myself, so you definitely don't have to. But looking back, I kind of wish that I had, because everything is there. You know, you've got your scheduler, the capability of signing contracts within Dubsado. You've got your invoicing. Everything's right there. And so by the time you get maybe to your fourth client, you're able to afford paying the Dubsado yearly fee.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to bother with going and setting it all up again. You know, like if you started out using different little things here and there, if you've used Dubsado from the beginning, then you don't have to worry about going back and setting up.
Yeah. So I totally hear you on getting set up from the beginning. It's just such a cleaner client experience when you are operating from one system versus sending like several different emails for like, hey, here's a proposal. Oh, wait, now here is a contract. I need you to log in and sign it in this software. And then here's an invoice. Go log in and create a profile in this software to pay me. It can be so much more convenient and just streamlined when you do go with that all-in-one system from the get-go. But I think one thing that holds a lot of people back is the workflows and like, and the automations. Like that can sound so overwhelming in the beginning. Can you speak to that at all? Like maybe help simplify or help us just take a deep breath and understand that even though it's a workflow, we can still tackle it and accomplish it.
Right. Yeah. No, I totally get it. It's probably one of the number one things that I hear from people when they think about Dubsado and they think, oh, it has such a learning curve. And when they're talking about that, they're usually talking about the workflows, like you said. The nice thing about Dubsado is that you don't have to use the workflows.
Mm.
So let's say that you're just starting out and you just want a space where you can have your discovery call scheduler, have your contracts, and you know maybe have a questionnaire or whatever to capture your leads and things like that. Go ahead and set those up and then set up a few canned emails. Don't worry about the workflows.
Mm-hmm.
Start learning your business and your systems and the way that you like to operate. And write those things down as you begin having clients. You know, mm-hmm. And with this client, I tried it this way. And with this client, I tried it a little bit differently. And I really liked this approach. Go ahead and write those things down as simple as you think they might be. And you will love it. When it does come time to set up your workflows, you'll know what you want your workflow to look like. And then because you've done it that way, you're also going to be learning Dubsado a little bit better, getting used to it, and it won't seem quite as big of a monster
mm-hmm.
when it comes time to do your workflows.
Yeah. So what even is a workflow?
So a workflow is part of your system. So for instance, when you're bringing on a potential client, you start with a lead capture form on your website, on your Facebook business page, your social, whatever. And they click that and then they fill out the lead capture form itself. This is just one example, but then, you know, maybe you want them to get on a discovery call with you. So a workflow would send out or have those things attached together. And then from that point, it would manually send out like a confirmation. It would manually send out your Zoom link, you know, all those things so that you're not having to do that. Sometimes the very first thing, the very first contact that you have with a client is on that discovery call because your back-end system has been doing it for you.
Okay, awesome. And so like the lead capture form would just be where someone goes to fill out, like they're going to try to book a call. And it's, tell me about your business, blah, 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 blah. They fill that out and then they're taken to your scheduler to book a time to talk. That is so important for clients. Like if all you do is set that up, that's so, so crucial. Instead of having to go back and forth and, hey, since sometimes that worked for me, or does this work for you? No, like that could take a week to get a time booked. And a lot of clients, if they're talking to multiple people and they're able to book a call super easier with someone else because they were able to just click a link, find a time that works, get it on their calendar, they're going to stop replying because that just, they don't have time to sit there and keep going back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Our clients are busy. They usually run a business of their own. And so whatever we can do to make that client experience for them as smooth as possible, they remember that. That's building trust, you know, with your potential client. And the more that you can continue that trust through your workflows. So the one thing that I meant, the workflow that I mentioned before is just one workflow. A second workflow in your business could look like sending a proposal and then sending a welcome letter, establishing next steps with them. A client wants to know that they've made a good decision. They want to know that their investment, you know, is worth it. And so the more that you can communicate with them, the better. But that means that you're either going to have to manually send out emails or you're going to have a process. And if you've got that process working behind you, then it just makes it so much simpler for them and for you.
Yeah, because think about it. Like, if a client just invests $1,500 in your package or whatever it is and don't hear from you for a week, they're going to be like, wait, what's going on? Is this girl doing anything? What's happening here? But if you get that automated email that's like, hey, thanks so much. Here are your next steps. Here's a link to book your kickoff call or whatever that process is. It's just so much simpler.
Mm-hmm. And I want to point out too that just because it's automated does not mean it needs to sound like a robot. We have to make sure that we're using our voice. Put a GIF in your canned email in Dubsado.
What is a canned email?
So a canned email is an email that you already have created that's going to go out to any client that, you know, say you have a canned email that's associated with a proposal that you're going to send out. Mm-hmm. You can do that two ways. You can use the canned email every single time. It's going to have the exact same words for every single client. Or you can go into the project area and you can change up that canned email just a little bit to make it fit that particular client and the call that you just got off of. And it's not, if you go into the project area and do that for that client, it's not going to mess with the main canned email template created from the beginning, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So I could sit here and just keep asking you questions about Dubsado and how to get it all set up, but I know you have different resources already created for this and you talk a lot about it on your Instagram. So as we kind of start to wrap up, where would be the best place for people to go and like what different ways can people work with you, learn from you to get their Dubsado all set up?
Yeah. Instagram is a great place to start. That's, you know, I'm pretty active in stories. I try to give, you know, little tidbits here and there. I also have some different posts that talk about educational things, but also just motivational things to get you going, you know, with your Dubsado. But as far as services go, my VIP Dubsado setup is for those who just want somebody else to do it for them. They don't want to have to bother with all of that. So I set it up for them and then I give them 30 days of guidance. So they're not by themselves, you know, as they're starting out. It also comes with a step-by-step guide. And then this year I started a 4-week group coaching program and it's specifically for setting up your Dubsado workflows. And so that's for like the online service provider who has kind of dabbled a little bit in Dubsado. But like I said earlier, you know, they've sent out those invoices and they've used it for contracts or for scheduling a call, but they have stalled on setting up workflows and they know they can't grow without really doing that. They can't bring on any more clients. They can't, you know, really grow their business without using that as a time maker. And so we set up Dubsado together in those 4 weeks. It's really hands-on. It's live Zoom. And I plan to do another one just after summer.
Okay. So like in summer or like fall?
I'm thinking, I haven't yet set a date, but I'm thinking end of August, beginning of September. Yeah. Kind of.
That's after perfect.
After, you know, the summer
slowdown.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Well, where would be the best place for someone to come and like see all those different options? Is it Instagram?
Instagram or on my website.
And we'll link to that in the show notes, but it's at Most Sincerely Anna.
It's mostsincerelyanna.com.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, Anna, thank you so much for being here, sharing your business story, sharing how you've kind of grown and pivoted, and then giving us some insight into Dubsado and all the cool things it can do and help us accomplish in our business.
Well, this is a special group for me. It's where I started, and I hope that it encourages some other amazing ladies.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. For sure. For sure. Well, thanks again, Anna.
Thank you.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.